This is Waylon. Can I help you?
Hi, Waylon. Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Nicole. How are you?
Good. Sorry, we're playing phone tag.
No worries.
But is this a good time still?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Perfect. So I know you have requested some information, and It looks like it was for both equipment and working capital. So
sure.
I kind of just wanted to get a good idea of maybe what the business does and what you were looking to use the funds for the business.
Okay. Well, I was just responding to a letter you guys had sent me, and it wasn't a bunch of information on it other than the bunch of market information, but you know, basically said you guys had secured loans or unsecured loans up to 5 years and three years respectively, and monthly, weekly, and daily payments. I was kind of my biggest thing. I was looking for more information for that. I was actually looking for some debt consolidation, is essentially what we were doing, and maybe upwards of $100,000 to $150,000, and that was kind of what I was looking at. And I don't know if that's a good fit for you guys or not. But so anyway, I was just exploring it with you guys, the letter that you had sent me and stuff. So.
Okay, perfect. And then the business, and can you hear me okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And what does Power Control Services do?
We repair industrial electronic equipment for a broad range of industries. We repair items down the circuit board level is essentially what we do.
Okay. Any particular industry that you focus on?
We focus on a lot of different industries. We work with clients within the food processing industry. We work with clients in the oil and gas industry, pulp and paper industry, the steel industry, mining industry. It's a broad range of industries. It's the equipment we work on is used through almost any industry within the United States.
Okay.
It's basically industrial automation equipment. So any type of industry that has any type of process or manufacturing, we work on the equipment for that. So say like food processing, for instance, we work with Tyson Foods. They do, they chicken and pork and all that, but they have assembly lines and processes for all those, however they package their material or whatever. And
right.
So we repair the automation equipment that keeps those lines running. So.
Got it. Okay. So let me see here. Now, are you the sole owner of the business?
No, my brother, Walter Bergeron, is also part owner as well.
Okay. And it looks like I'm showing the business has been around since about 2002. Is that pretty accurate?
No, actually, business was incorporated in 98.
98, okay. Okay, perfect. And then in terms of the debt consolidation, what types of loans are these that you're looking to consolidate?
One is I have a line of credit that that a bank essentially told me they don't want to continue with it. So it's about $75,000 to $80,000. I was looking to get that in more of a term loan, and then.
So they call that line.
Say again.
They called the line, and you have to pay the full amount now.
Yeah, it was a three-year term. Exactly right. I just need to pay it out. Exactly right.
Okay.
And so I was looking for funds to pay it out, and then I was also we were anticipating using some more of the cash to continue through this year. The way our business works is we're busier during the hotter months of the year, and so we're starting our busy season now.
Okay.
And so that it was kind of unfortunate, but at the time they did their renewal and stuff, it just so happened we had some losses at the beginning of this year, and last year and the year before we had some losses as well, and they just essentially didn't take kindly upon that, and they just didn't believe in us, I guess, is the way I see it.
That's
and so I'm looking for somebody that's willing to do that. Like I said, we've been in business since 98, so I'm 100% confident we're going to be profitable throughout this year. And so so I'm just essentially looking for cash to be able to do that. And so I have to come to terms with what they do, what they're doing is essentially shutting down a line of credit. I still have another line of credit with Chase Bank as well, which is who we do all of our accounting, or excuse me, banking through.
Okay.
And that's a roughly about $100,000 line of credit.
And so completely available, or are you
we're close to the limit on that one, and that has to do with the last couple years. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I'm looking to do. So our goal this year is, what we've done is we've made some dramatic cuts through our expenses within the last few months, and our goal is within the next few years to pay out down all these lines of credits and getting back a better cash position. Just history with the company, about 3 or 4 years ago, I've been working with my brother since 2002, and I was actually over the operations. And about 3 or 4 years ago, he decided to move on, and he offered me the position to buy the business from him.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've done is we've kind of like a structured buyout over probably about 10 or 12 years is what it's going to wind up taking.
Okay.
And so the last couple of years is basically what we've done. It's the reason for the cash loss and stuff was to finance some of that buyout.
Okay.
And then what we've done is actually paused it for probably the next year and a half to pay back to get in a better cash position. And that's essentially how we're trying to do this buyout. And so it's I know it's kind of an odd way to do it, but it's a different way than instead of going to a bank and financing, you know, $1 or $2 or $3 million or something to that effect.
Whatever.
And so essentially what we've done is, yeah, exactly right. So we've essentially done like a stage buyout over many years is essentially what we're doing.
Okay.
So
a couple of questions here. Now, on the line of credit, I think you had mentioned this. Just want to make sure that they're they've called. Did you say that was for $75,000?
No, it was $100,000 line of credit. It was an unsecured line of credit.
Okay. Yep. Not the one with Chase, but the other one.
Yeah,
that was for
$100,000? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you do not bank with them, correct?
No, I don't bank with them, and I think that was a big part of their reasoning as well.
Probably. Okay. Perfect. And right now, what is the, or I guess last year, what did you do for gross revenue?
It was about $1.3 million.
Okay. And then this year, are you on track to do the same? Are you going to do less?
No, it's a little bit less. It's a little bit less, and that's some of our reasoning too. It's largely due to about 10 or 15% of our business is oil and gas and where we're at, because of where we're located at. And just due to some of the recent stuff, a lot of that is kind of shut down. We've already kind of been through some of it. So this year we'll probably be around probably about $1.1 million is about where we're projecting.
Okay.
So it's a little bit less. I mean, it's already kind of dropped off, and it's actually started doing it at the end of last year. And so that's kind of the big reasoning as to some of the changes we've made as well because of that drop off. So it's not a large portion of business, but it is a portion, and so a lot of it has pretty much stopped.
Okay.
Until it picks back up over the next year and a half or so. So.
Okay. And then why is it busier during the hotter months? Just curious.
Because electronics fail when things are hotter.
Oh.
Electronics tend to fail when they're warmer versus when they're colder. So in the winter months, you know, automation equipment doesn't fail typically because it doesn't have to. It still runs as inefficient, but when it's cooler, it doesn't overheat. Nothing breaks. That makes sense.
That makes
so
sense.
In the summer months, things typically, they're still just as dirty, but since the temperature is elevated, you know, 40, 50 degrees, you know, the likelihood of something going wrong goes up dramatically.
Right.
And so typically throughout the summer months, we'll see a 20 to 30% spike in our gross sales monthly.
Okay.
And that'll usually peak out somewhere around October, November. And then it slacks off usually to about, you know, May, April, May, June, somewhere in that time frame. And that's pretty much been the cycle for our company over the last 15 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right. So I'll let you know what we have available, and then we can see if it's going to be a good fit or not.
Sure.
Now, do you have any needs for any equipment at this time, or is it just capital?
At this point, it's just capital.
Just capital.
I say that. I said no. There is some equipment I wanted to purchase, not a huge amount, maybe roughly $5,000 or $10,000 worth.
Okay.
So.
Not nothing though. That's
It's not like a humongous it's not like a $75,000 or $100,000 okay. equipment purchase. But no, there is some I did want to purchase this year. So yes, I guess there is. Okay. So that's and actually why I guess I put both. So
okay. So for our unsecured capital program, which is what you would essentially be looking at, we can approve mm-hmm. between 10-15% of the yearly gross revenue. So we'll mm-hmm. look at what you did last year, and we'll look at what's going on now the past few months of bank statements, and mm-hmm. look at the revenue, and then decide on a max amount. And then you would be able to take that full amount, or you could take the amount you need. So say we approved you for $150,000, but you only need $100,000, then you could just take that mm-hmm. amount. And typically,
okay.
these loans, and they're unsecured, uncollateralized, so we're not going to ask for any assets. Mm-hmm. You know, like typically like a line of credit, they want you to bank with them or have something
sure.
where they can attach to. So we're not going to ask for anything.
Yeah.
We see the term lengths on these loans between 3 months and 3 years, and then anywhere in between.
Okay.
And the same thing okay. applies. We would approve you for the longest term, and then we can work backwards, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. maybe you only want 1 year. Then we could do mm-hmm. 1 year term. It's completely up to you. We give you that option.
Okay.
And then you can do whatever you want with the funds. So if you wanted to pay off the line of credit, we would just give you mm-hmm. the money. The money would be wired into your business bank account, and then you could pay that mm-hmm. off on your own. We wouldn't pay that loan off for you.
Sure, I understand.
But you could do whatever you want with the funds. And then
okay.
It would go on your business credit. It's not a mm-hmm. personal loan, which is good. You'll get the tax write-offs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the loan would either be paid back monthly, weekly, or daily. So we have mm-hmm. all three options. If you get approved for all three, we'll give you the option for what you would like for the repayment.
Okay.
And then let me see here. Okay. So right now, would you be the sole owner on paper, or is your brother also owner because the
transfer of ownership? No, he's an owner on paper as well. No.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an owner on paper, yeah.
Okay. And how is the personal credit between the two of you?
Like a score, you mean?
Yeah, is it excellent? Is it fair?
Oh, I'm sure it's pretty good. It's just
okay.
between 7 and 750 would be my guess.
Okay, perfect. So that will definitely help, although program's not necessarily credit-driven, but if you have better credit, you will qualify for a better program.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
The rates are going to be a little bit higher than if you were to have a secured line of credit because there's a little bit more risk involved. But we don't
sure.
really make you jump through a bunch of hoops. Typically, we can fund these loans within a day or two and have you approved
mm-hmm.
within a day. But we will see, there's not going to be an APR, but there'll be a fixed amount of payback. It could be
okay.
10 cents on the dollar and go up from there. And it'll really depend on the strength of your business, what you qualify for, if you get a better approval, I guess.
Okay.
Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So in order to get you an actual approval, which we can have within a day,
mm-hmm.
we have to look at a few more items
mm-hmm.
to look at the revenue. So if it is something you think would work, I can email that to you, but it would just be 6 months business bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
Do you think this is something that would work with what you're looking to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely worth exploring and seeing.
Yeah, you're not obligated. So we can always
sure.
give you a few different options, and we can really customize
mm-hmm.
it to what's going to make the most sense for the business. So
okay.
some people need a really long term. They want to be able to use the capital, and some people just want to pay it off really quick. And so we can kind of accommodate, you know, whatever your needs are.
Right, yeah. Well, essentially what I was looking for was actually trying to stretch out as much as I can at this moment.
Yeah.
And then our goal is to pay it off as quickly as possible, but ideally we were trying to stretch out as much as we can.
Okay.
When you guys look for something secured, though, is it
mm-hmm.
what type of security you're looking for? Are you looking for something really big, or are you just looking for multiple things, or how do you guys typically handle that if you do some sort of secured loan?
We do secured loans, and those can be a little bit more tricky. We would
mm-hmm.
want larger assets or pieces of equipment that have really good market value, and then at
mm-hmm.
that point, we would lend about 50% of that market value.
Okay. Okay.
I would say for what you're looking for, it may be a better option to go the unsecured route, and you can pay the loans off at any time and get a pretty good discount on it. There's no prepayment penalty, so if you want to pay it off early, you would get a pretty good discount on the interest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
So I'll send you what I need, and then once I get that info back, I can have you approved within a day. We can look at some different options for you guys.
Okay. So is this information just need to email to you? Is an application online, or how does it work?
Yeah, I'm going to email you the one-page application, what I need, and I'll just send it to your email, thewaylin@powercontrolservices.com.
Sure.
And then if you have any questions, let me know. I have all my info on there as well.
Okay. Yeah. Then just send me the information. I'll forward it to accounting. Get all the information together, and we'll go that route. That sounds good.
Perfect. All right. Okay. Well, it's great speaking with you. And
same here, Nicole.
Yeah, we'll touch base here in a day or so.
Sounds great then. Okay.
Okay.
Probably not the weekend. It might be to Monday or something. But yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Bye.